Michael Moynihan, the senior editor of Reason magazine, doesn't buy the Zuckerberg hype. He's in Washington tonight. Michael, thanks for joining us. So we listed off a few people who have made Person of the Year in Time magazine. Sure. There's also Obama, Churchill, yes. Zuckerberg. What do you think?
The first two you mentioned were deserving and the impact that they've had on the world. Zuckerberg, actually, I would say, would be a good candidate for 2008, the year that Obama won it, but it was tight competition with Barack Obama. This is 2 years too late. I mean, the Facebook phenomenon really, really took off and became the biggest social media network in America in 2008, if not the world. So I'm kind of mystified as to how Mark Zuckerberg is making an impact, in Time's words, on the news. If you're going to say that there's an internet tool that has made an impact on the news this year, I would say it was Twitter. And Twitter had an enormous effect, as has been talked about by many journalists in this country and around the world, on the Green Revolution in Iran. They were getting information out in a closed society, a censored society, images, videos being sent through an open network, which is Twitter, as opposed to a Facebook, which is a closed network and close to your friends.
So then why do you think that it would have deserved it in 2008? Mark Zuckerberg would have deserved it in 2008. Is that when you think that it boomed and now Facebook is trickling out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that he did deserve it in 2008. I mean, I think Barack Obama was the right choice. But that said, if he's going to deserve it at any time, I have to say it was when, I mean, Facebook is a little bit of an old story now. And I think that you've had this big uptick in attention on Mark Zuckerberg because you have this film that has done very well and the sort of darling of the critics. He's been under attack this year for privacy issues. But, you know, has there been something new about Facebook? Has it been used in a new way this year? That it, you know, wasn't being used in 2008. There are more users. I mean, 550 million people is impressive, but you know, I'm not sure how, you know, somebody else like maybe a Julian Assange or the Tea Party movement, who really affected politics and really affected world affairs this year, weren't more deserving.
Well, and then you listed the number of users and also the movie, and you know, Zuckerberg is donating millions of dollars to charity. That's been recent news.
Yeah, actually, I have to say that you know, I don't want to make this a binary, that you either deserve it or you don't. I think Mark Zuckerberg is actually a fairly good choice. I don't think it is the most deserving choice this year. And you point out something that I think is often overlooked is $100 million that he is given to the Newark school system in Cory Booker, who's the mayor there, who's doing some really innovative stuff with schools. And, you know, I mean, this is an impressive guy who's doing impressive things and has built a very, very impressive piece of software. Is he the most impressive and newsworthy person of the year? That is what I'm questioning. I'm not questioning that he is.
And
he's actually a very remarkable character.
Who do you think should have gotten it then?
I mean, I think the clear choice is Julian Assange. I mean, especially when you use the metrics that are used by Time, what do they do that impacts the news? And there is not a corner or a crevice of this planet that is not being affected by the WikiLeaks material. And I mean, look, they're American cables. The first dump was from Iraq and Afghanistan, but those are two issues that affect the world. You know, diplomacy is being affected. People are being recalled. People are being fired. You know, governments in the Middle East who have said some pretty shockingly straightforward things about the government of Iran, for instance, are having an enormous issue of how they deal with foreign policy now and how they deal with American diplomacy, because this stuff is all out there. And this is the new world that the American government and American diplomacy faces. So that's a huge, huge thing.
All right. Well, maybe he'll get it in 2 years. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, maybe. Thank you.